Loving County, Texas is what anyone would call highly rural. Population of about 95 people spread across 650 square miles. There's no city council, there's no bank, no hospital, not even a school. There are a couple of roads, not much cell phone service, and not even much drinking water. And that might be important because some of the town's residents are hoping to change the face of Loving by bringing in something it currently doesn't have, nuclear waste. That's right. There's a handful of Loving County residents are hoping to turn the region into an interim storage place for high-level radioactive waste. Now, in the long run, they hope to build a new processing plant that would recover unused uranium and plutonium from that radioactive waste. And if all goes well, bring in billions of dollars and lots of jobs to the region. Skeet Jones is a Loving County judge and one of the supporters of the plan. Hi, Judge.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. You know, Judge, we're used to NIMBY, not in my backyard. You there in Loving County are all about YIMBY, right? Yes, in my backyard.
Well, I used to have the mindset of that other one, that not in my backyard. But, we have a luxury in this country of changing our minds once in a while.
So what changed yours?
Becoming knowledgeable and becoming educated about high-level nuclear waste and what it might bring into the county.
We already said it might bring in a lot of money and certainly some jobs. Nothing wrong with that. The obvious questions, what would this actually entail for the land around your homes, for the people who live there?
It would entail maybe growth in the county. Right now, we're 99% dependent on oil and gas, and that's it. And if that industry goes down, we go down. And we've experienced that in the past in the 80s. This would diversify the county and bring in another source of income.
What are we talking about eventually here in terms of how this nuclear waste is treated? We've all maybe heard of glassification, where they actually take this stuff and they kind of freeze it in big glass blocks and bury it. Is that what you all want to do?
What I envision is a reprocessing. Technology of that was developed here in this country back in the 80s, and it wasn't ever used here, but it was sent overseas to France, and they're doing that now. One of our state senators went over there and visited that facility, Mr. Ted Segler, and I visited with him about that, and he says it's a state-of-the-art facility. And what would happen is the used fuel rods would be reprocessed and reduced down to 5%. That 5% would only have a life, not a half life, but a full life of 100 years, and that would be disposed of.
Now, Judge Jones, of course, you all are not the first in the country to have this debate. Yucca Mountain is outside of Las Vegas. It's in the middle of nowhere, too. But storing nuclear waste there is so controversial that even people like Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader, have said, over my dead body, it'll never happen. So what makes you guys different than him?
Well, there was a consent site-based incentive that was issued out by the administration under a Blue Ribbon Commission, finding a local community along with the state government that would be a host for interim storage of nuclear spent fuel. And Monty Humble and Bill Jones with AFCI, Advanced Fuel Cycle Incentives, came out to Loving County, proposed this interim storage to the commissioner's court, and also made us aware to the fact that our neighboring counties to the north in New Mexico had a site already picked out to do the same thing. So we talked about it, and we did a survey in the county, the commissioners did, of their precinct voters to see if there's any opposition to it. And we didn't find any serious opposition. Just a few people in the county. One of those was my father, but he's not totally against it, but he's not for it either.
All right, so a little bit of division in Loving County, Texas, and even in the Jones family, perhaps. But it's possible that nuclear waste might be coming to Loving County. Judge Skeet Jones, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.